Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Meseches Tamid, Daf Lamed. So it's over to the second parak of Meseches Tamid. Today's Daf is comprised strictly of Mishnayos. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll go through the second parak of Meseches Tamid, beginning with Omar Lehen HaMamuna. So it's around 10 lines off the top. The Mamuna, the supervisor, turns to the Kehanim standing there. He says, come on, let's go. Time for the pious, the lottery system, to choose a lucky winner who will be involved in being makriv the Karban HaTamid and all the associated activities. Amar lehen HaMamuna, Bayu, come along. V'hafisu. Let's do the pious to figure out the 13 lucky winners. Miha Sheikhet, who will do the Shechita on the Karban Tamid? Miha Zorek, who will do the Zrika of the Dam? And the Mefarish explains that along with the Zrika comes the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, and he goes and does the Zrika as well. Mi Medash and Mizbeach HaPnimi, who will have the privilege of cleaning out the inner Mizbeach of its ashes? Mi Medash and who will clean out the Esamanoira? Mi Mali Varm Lakevish, who will be the one who will, the ones who will be transporting the limbs of the Karban Tamid over to the ramp of the Mizbeach. And there were several Kohanim involved in that, each one with his specific parts. HaReish VaRegel, Shel Yamin. One Kohen has the head of the Karban with the right hind leg. The next Kohen will be Ushtei HaYadayim, holding the two front legs. Next is Ha'iketz VaRegel, the hind area on the left hind leg, Varegel Shel Smoil. The next coin will have Hechoza, the chest area of Hagira, and the neck area. The next coin will have the flank and Vishtei Tfonis, two sides. Next is Hakravayim, that's the insides of the animal with the Keres Bnei Ayim. The next will be Vahasoilas, the flower for the Mincha Vahavitin, that's the Minchas Chavitin, Vahayayin, and pouring of the, bringing the wine for the Nesachim. A total of 13 Kohanim, and the Mefarsh explains, it did not necessitate a separate pious per. Rather, let's say the Mamuna would set up a number. Okay, I'm going to count to 87. Then we'd go through, go around, the circle, counting their fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, till he gets to his number, to his destination, and whoever lands 87, he's the Sheikhet, and the Kohanim alongside him, the next 12 comprise the crew of 13. Hefisu, they did the pious, whoever the number landed on, he gets the shechita, and 12 alongside him, azoicha as well, bazacha, misha zacha, and whoever was a lucky winner, he had the schus of doing the avoid. Amar lehen. Okay, once they're ready to do the Tamid, they have to ensure that the Zman, the right time, has arrived, that the sun had begun to rise. Amar lehen HaMunas, the Muna turns to the Kohanim, he says, go out and check what's going on with sunrise. Tsuru, go take a look. Go outside and see, Imigia Zman Shechita, if the time for Shechita has arrived. Imigia, if in fact daybreak has arrived, Haroya, so the lookout would say, Oimer Barkai, it's turning light. Masyum and Shmuel, he had a different version. Omer, he would ask as follows. Could you please tell me if it's light all the way till Chevron? Here, Pnei Kala Mizruch Achu B'Chevron, the whole eastern horizon has lit up all the way till Chevron? Vu Omer Hain, and the respondent would say, yes, yes, sure. Yes, sir. And the reason why he would refer to Chevron, the Mefarshim explained, is because to be Mazgir, the Zchus of the Avos, who were in Ur and Chevron, to arouse the merits of our Avos, and that's why you would connect, you would link it to Chevron, to be a schus for the successful Akrav and the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so now we know it's time for the Akrava, and they're ready to proceed. So actually, to Rishalmi in Maseches Yoma. To be Mazker, Schosa, Yishenei Chevron. Next mission. Omer lahem. He turns to them. He says, okay, time to get the lamb. Tzu. Vilviu tle. Go bring for me a lamb. Ilishka satloim from the animal chamber. Vare ilishka satloim. Where is that chamber? Nisuna. It's situated in Miktsaya at the corner. Which corner? Tzvainis Maravis. Northwestern corner of the Beis HaMaikid. So there was that large chamber with four sub-rooms and one per corner, and this was one of those. Arba l'shaka, so Hisham, exactly, there were four chambers situated at the corners of that Beis HaMaikid. Achas l'shkas atloim. One was the chamber of the atloim, of the animals. So we're going clockwise, starting from Tzvainis Maravis, clockwise. One was the next one alongside V'achas Lishkas HaChasamas, the one that had the tickets. So you bring a carbon, you had to bring a sachem. It made it very convenient to have to actually be able to not have to bring your own. You can go to the Beis HaMikdash, pay for the package. You got your ticket, then you cash it in for Nesachem, which were prepared B'Kedusha, B'Tahara. So it was a very convenient system. That was the Lishkas HaChayisamayis, Vachas Lishkas Beis HaMaikid. The third one, alongside the others, was the Lishkas Beis HaMaikid, where Mepharshim explained, actually had the fire, the warming fire, to warm the Kohanim throughout the cold weather. Vachas, and the fourth one, Lishka, was that room, Shoisin Bo, in which they would produce the Lechem HaPanim on a weekly basis. Next, Nichnasu Lishkas HaKelim. So some of the Kohanim entered the room with the all the utensils needed for the Karbonis, and they brought out a full stock needed for the full day. They took out 93 gold and silver vessels. Okay, now they're back to the lamb. They would give it to drink with a golden kli. The point of giving it the drink is to ease in the flaying and the removal of the skin after the akrava. So they would give it the drink. Mishnah says, although it was already inspected from yesterday, from the past couple of days, it was inspected already for 4 days, they would still do a final inspection to the light of their torches, just in case something occurred overnight. Next Mishnah. The two Klihanim, who won the Zochus to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi, the inner Mizbech and the Hechel and the clean out the Menorah, HaYimakdimin, they would go ahead, V'dalat Kelim Yadim, in their hands, they would have four utensils, HaTeni, which was a large basin, V'akuz, a pitcher. So the Teni was to contain the ashes of the Mizbech, the pitcher was for the Menorah, Ushnim Avteches, as well as two keys, to give them access to the Hechel. Hateni, what does it look like? Dermila Tarkav. Shalzov, it looks like a Tarkav. A Tarkav, a large basin which would contain three kav. That's why it was called Tarkav. Trey, two, the kav, plus a third. It wasn't exactly three kav. We'll see, it was 2.5. So that's why it's Dermila Tarkav. Maybe. Dermila Tarkav, Shalzov, of gold, Machsa Kabayim Chetzi. This one would only hold 2.5 kav. Big enough for what they needed. Kuz Dermila Kitan Gold Shalzov, and the Kuz was like this large golden pitcher. Shtei mafteches plus two keys. Why two keys? Echad, one key, shu yored ba'amas ha-shechi. You would have to stick your hand all the way to the armpit and sort of open from in a roundabout way, so the lock wasn't straight away, it had to be reached in. Ve'echad shu pe'ach keven, and the next key was for another lock which was directly accessible. They approached the large entry to the Hechel, but they didn't open the large doors right now. It wasn't time for that yet. Rather, it had two service doors, mini doors, one to the right, one to the left. They approached the one to the right. So entering from east to west, Tzafin is to your right, and that's the Pishpish, that's the entry door, that's the service door that they approached. In fact, the Shara Gadol had two mini doors alongside it, achas bet safin, one to the right, achas bet darm, one to the left. Shebet darm, one to the left was not accessible to anybody. Nobody was entered there. That was a place for shechina, Volovum Mufurshai De Cheskel, which was described by Cheskel in his vision, Shinama Vayemer Elai Hashem, Hashem tells me, Ashar Azeh, this gateway, keep it closed. Sogar Yeh, Lo Yipaseach, nobody enters. Vishal Yavaboy, Ki Hashem, Ki Yisrael, Baboy, Vayasogar, it's Hashem's domain, it remains locked. So that was out. Rather, they approached the right one, not Lazmavteach. So he took the key, Upasach Azap Pishmesh. He would reach in, sort of with his arm, like we said before, and he would reach in behind to open the door. From there he goes into this cubicle, which stood between him and the Hechel. And then he goes from that cubicle into the Hechel. That door would be opened directly, straightforward. Once he's in the Hechel, he circles his way back to the large entry to the shahr from the inside, right? He's on the inside now, he's going to open from the inside. Once he gets to the large entry, the large gate, he hevers a neger, he pushed aside the neger, that's the bolt, and the locks, and he opened the door from within. So the sheichet would not proceed with the shechita on the carbon tamid until he knew the gate was open. Until he hears that the large door of the Hechel had opened up its requirement before Shechita. Says the Mishnah, it made such a loud creak, all the way from Yericho, which was far away, how you shame they would hear the sound coming from the opening of the doors. And some explained that it was a miraculous phenomenon because really it was so far away, and something special about Yericho, which connects to Yerushalayim, in fact. We know that Yericho was the first city, the first area that was conquered upon our nation entering Eretz Yisrael. There's some sort of chashiva, some sort of significance to Yericho connected to Yerushalayim, pivotal locations of Eretz Yisrael, hence the relationship, the linkage between the two. What else was heard in Yericho? Yericho, Yishayim Kol Magreif, they would hear the sound of this instrument played in the Beis HaMikdash. Yericho, Yishayim Kol Ben Arza, Makash B'Tzaltza, likewise they would hear the sound of the cymbals clanging, which Ben Arza, the conductor, would use during the shir of the Levim. What else would they hear all the way from Yericho? Yericho Yishayim Kol Achol, they would hear the flute. Yericho Yishayim Kol Gmini Karos, they would hear the sound of Gmini, the one who would wake up the Kayhanim. Get up, it's time to serve Hashem. He has such a loud voice, they would hear all the Yericho. What else? Yericho Yishayim, they would hear the pulley, the sound of the pulley system used to lower the kiar with its water into the underground well. Karlo H. Osabin Kotman, Kotman fashioned this wooden pulley system, Muchni, this wheel, this lakir, and they would hear it all the Yericho when it was activated. Yericho Yishem Kalashir, they would hear the sound of the shir of the Levim as well. Yericho Yishem Kalashir, they would hear the shayfar blown by the Kehanim during the Karbonis as well. Some add another item to this long distance hearing list. Yom Kippur would call out Hashem's name. Hashem first, they would hear all the way to Yericho. What else will travel to Yericho? The scent of the Besamim as well. They would smell all the way there. Reach Pitam Akteris, the smell of the Akteris from the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Lazar. In fact, I have a personal story. Amar Lazar and the Gloy. Izim Hoyu La'aba. My father owned a flock of sheep, Ba'arei HaMichvar, in this place called Arei HaMichvar, and they would sneeze due to the scent of the Keteris coming all the way from the Beis HaMikdash. They would sneeze Mereach from the scent of Pitam Keteris. Next Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Zecha B'Tamid. Whoever was Zecha to be involved in doing the Shechita of the Karban Tamid, Moshchai, he would pull the lamb V'hoylech Beis HaMitbachayim, Ulu Beis HaMitbachayim, to the place in the Beis HaMikdash alongside the Mizbeach where they would process the karbonis. Umi shezocha b'yibarim halachin imoy. And the ones who were zoicha to transport the Ivarim, which was, you know, going to be the next step, they come along with him. So everybody is going together as one, and they're helping him, you know, push the animal along. So it's the Sheikh, the Zorik, everybody going along. Now, Beis HaMitbachayim, where was this Beis HaMitbachayim? Well, it's finished on the Mizbeach, that was to the right of the Mizbeach. Again, we speak from east to west, Tzafon is to the right. was situated Mesa Mitvachayim, Valav Ches Amudim, on that area there was 8 posts, Nanosim, short, Urevoim Shel Erez Agabeim, upon which was perched, were perched these Revoim, these squares of cedar, these wooden, which had hooks, hooked into them, Vunkloi Shel Barzel, these metal hooks, Hayu Kvuin Behen, which were hooked into the, installed into these blocks of wood. The Gimel Storm Chol Echad Ve'Echad, each one had 3 rows of hooks, Shebehen Toilem Afshitim, which was used to hang the animal after Shechita, for a flaying, Al Shulchanu Shel Shayish Shebein Amudim, when the animal was placed, sort of hanging, but then placed also, lower part was placed on the Shulchanu Shel Shayish, and these marble tables, which were situated alongside, you know, between the posts. So they had the posts to hang the animal from high, and the lower part was resting on the table, which were 8 in flaying and skinning the animal. Let's go back to the other kohanim. Whoever was zeich to do the cleaning out of mizbech ha'pnimi, nichnas, v'notlos ha'teni. He would go in with the teni, with the basin, v'nichal afanav, place it down before him, in front of the mizbech, v'hiya choyfen, he would scoop out the ashes of Eisen Seichai and place it into the basin of Achroina. When he's holding it the last little bit, too little, you know, for a scoop, Kibay, that's Hashai, would sweep the rest into the Latoich, into the container, but he would leave it there for the meantime, Yatza, and leave the premises. Misha Zachab Dishan Menorah, the one who was Zachab to clean out the menorah, Nichnas, he would enter, the Heichel, Matza, Beis, Neiris, Maravius Dalkin, would find the 2 more western ones still burning. I mean, he was meant to leave those alone. So basically, we know that the atava, the cleaning out of the menorah, took place in 2 stages. It's based on the pasuk, according to one shita, that the pasuk speaks about babayker. You do it in 2 stages, babayker. So you meant to split into 2. And once you start, you do most of it. You leave just 2, because at least 2, you have to do at least 2 at a time. Neiros. So you do 5 and 2. So 2 you leave now. Madashan Sash, I would clean out the rest. Maniach say, leave these 2, you know, burning, Dalkim and Kaiman. You know, you'll come back for them later. Mitzon Shakova, let's say he encountered them extinguished. Mishdashnan, Madlik, Dalkim. So he cleaned them out, and like a little clean out just to pick off the ashes, to, you know, not a full clean out. So they can relight it in the meantime. Madlikim, Dalkim, and you light them using flames from the rest, from the other candles. And then he puts out the other ones, cleans them out properly, and later on at phase 2 he'll clean out these 2. There was this sort of stepping stone in front of the menorah, which had 3 steps, upon which the kohen would stand and clean out the menorah. Now he has this container, this pitcher with the remnants, the ashes, he puts it on the 2nd step, and he's done for now. He ought to leave the premises pending his return later. Okay? Haran Loch. Okay, so we discussed the summoning of the Kehanim of the pious, which was meant to identify the 13 Loki Kehanim involved in processing the Korban Tomet, preparing the Heichel, the Mizbeach, and the Menorah. He had a lookout, checking for the Eloi HaShachar. Masi and Shmuel would add a reference to the Heilige Avos in Chevron to be a schus for the avoid of Klal Yisrael on that day in the Beis HaMikdash. We had the 93 kelim they used throughout the day. We discussed how the kohen would go in through the side door to open the shahr of the Heichel from within, which now activated the akrov of the Korban Tamid, and phase 1 of the refreshing the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah. All the best to you and Hatzlacha.